This is an exclusive excerpt from the Stuff File program with Peter Anthony Holder.
It's been 11 years since we last spoke to comic and actress Jerry Jewell, who is best known for her role as Cousin Jerry on the hit NBC sitcom The Facts of Life. Back then, we spoke to her about her memoir entitled I'm Walking as Straight as I Can, Transcending Disability in Hollywood and Beyond. Well, she's got a new book out. This one is called Jerry's Jewels and Gems, and it's a collection of columns that she wrote for Ability magazine over the years. Jerry joins us via Zoom from California. Hi, Jerry.
Hello, Peter.
Nice to chat with you once again. When you started writing these columns for Ability magazine over a period of 6 years, did you ever think at that time when you first started that you would eventually have a book out of it?
No, I didn't think that far. But during COVID, when COVID hit, it was like I needed to do something that I didn't have to go outside and do. And I asked Chet Cooper, who is the editor of Ability, if I could use the articles for a coffee table book. And he said, no problem, as long as you give us credit where credit is due, and I have no problem with that.
So, as again, I said, back then, we spoke 11 years ago about your previous book, I'm Walking as Straight as I Can, and I'm just wondering, between now and then, have things improved for the visibility of and the accessibility of those who are disabled?
I mean, it's fluidity, you know. It's one day at a time, and we've come a long way, but we still have a long way to go. The people with disabilities have the highest unemployment rate, and that needs to change.
In your estimation, what are the hurdles that you still have that other people still have, as you talk about it from your Ability magazine stories, what are the hurdles that still haven't been challenged?
What are the hurdles that still haven't been challenged? You know, just auditioning people with disabilities, qualified actors with disabilities for roles, regardless of what the disability is. I mean, I could be a teacher, I could be a mother, I could be a lawyer. I couldn't be a brain surgeon, though. That would be kind of tough.
You started out, as I mentioned, you did stand-up comedy and you were an actress. How did that begin for you? I know we talked about this a little bit 11 years ago, but for those who haven't heard that particular interview, that show, how did it begin for you? Because, you know, a lot of people, when we first saw you was when you hit the screen on the NBC sitcom, The Facts of Life, but we don't know necessarily how you got there.
Well, I started doing comedy at the Comedy Store in 1978. And I got there because I was in college at the time and going to school with my friend Alex Valdez, who happens to be blind. And I was really bummed out. I was in the disabled services department. He goes, what is the matter with you? Well, I'm flunking anatomy and physiology, probably algebra again. And I really don't want to be in school. What do you want to do? I want to be an actress. I want to be a comedian like Carol Burnett. And he said, well, why don't you do what I do? What do you do? Well, I go to the Comedy Store every week and tell blind jokes. And I said, Alex, that may work for you, but I can see perfectly fine. And he said, no, dinky face, you go to the Comedy Store and tell cerebral palsy jokes, and the rest is history.
Now, when you first decided that this was what you wanted to do, what did the friends and family around you, besides that particular friend who was encouraging, what did they say about your goals and dreams at the time?
Well, let's put it this way. My parents would have been happier if I stayed in college, and because I was just going to transfer to either UCLA or Cal State Fullerton. And I just told them that I'm only young once and I want to go after my dream. And if I don't make it in 5 years, I'll go back to school. That was the deal I made. So I never went back to school.
Your current book, which is called Jerry's Jewels and Gems, there is a foreword written in the book by Norman Lear. And of course, we recently lost Norman not that long ago. What, first of all, how easy was it for you to get a foreword by Norman? And what was that relationship like? And what do you have to say about Norman now that he's no longer with us?
Well, Norman has always been like a surrogate dad to me. I mean, we used to FaceTime all the time. He was just, he would call me just to check on me and see how I was. And I asked him if he would write a foreword for my book. And he said, sure, bring it over to the house. So I went over there and I showed it to him. And I said, it's a coffee table book, Norman. And he said, well, what if they don't have a coffee table? Are they still going to buy it? And I said, well, if you write the foreword, it'll help. So, no, I was joking. But he wrote the foreword at 101, if you can imagine.
I can imagine, absolutely. Your book, which again is called Jerry's Jewels and Gems. Again, you wrote this based on articles that you wrote for Ability Magazine. I'm going on the assumption that Ability Magazine is a magazine that is that is geared to those who have disabilities of one kind or another. But I'm assuming that your book, you want everyone to read this, not just those who have any kind of disability, but those who are abled, as the saying goes. Would that be accurate?
Of course. You know, it's because I wrote for a magazine, I had to be real careful. I couldn't be political. You know, my own agenda had to be very fit everybody. And so the book will not end up on the banned book list. Because it applies to all of us. In fact, when I was reading the columns, getting ready to do the book, I thought, oh my God, these columns are just as valid today as they were back then, and even more so today. We need the inspiration. We need the laughter. We need the insight and the spirituality that I have given in the book. So it was magical. It was like, wow, I actually have a book here.
Can you give us an example of something that would be within the book, Jerry's Jewels and Gems?
You know, every chapter is so radically different. There's one about, it's called The Jury Is Out, and that was my one time as a juror. I served on a jury, and I was never asked again. And that's a really wonderful one. Actually, the whole book. There's one about going grocery shopping with my dad when I was a kid that I remember about it. The subjects are so vast, and there's a chapter about pets. There's a chapter about my cat Harry, who passed away, and what I experienced with Harry's passing. There's a chapter about a stolen scrapbook from me in the 80s, and 30 years later it was given back to me because of Facebook. Somebody, he FaceTimed me and said, I have your scrapbook. What? I don't have a scrapbook. And he sent me a photo of it, and he said, yes, you do. Oh my God. Because my apartment was broken into several times. So that was amazing to get that back 30 years later.
For those, and again, I mentioned your role on the hit NBC sitcom, The Facts of Life. But that, of course, is by no means the only thing that you have done. You've been in Deadwood. You've been on 21 Jump Street. You were in The Young and the Restless. So you've had a very long and fruitful career. Is there anything you're doing now outside of promoting this book? Are there any acting gigs that you've done recently that you're willing to share?
There is a documentary in the works on my life. there's that going on, and I actually have two more books that I'm working on at the same time. And I found that, well, I've always known this, and even my mother said, I'm so surprised that you went into acting because you are a writer first. You've always been a writer. And Mom was right. I love writing. I enjoy it. And I don't have to worry about, my body movements. You don't have to worry about any of that when you write. So it's an outlet to convey without doing the stand-up comedy.
When is your documentary planned for release? I know you're still working on it, but when do you anticipate that it'll be ready for the viewing public?
We keep shifting it. So I cannot give you a date at this point, but it will definitely get done.
Well, when it is done, will you come back on the program and talk to us about it?
Oh, of course. Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Excellent. Well, again, the current book, that is called Jerry's Jewels and Gems. And once again, Jerry, I thank you for being on the program with us once again. Please don't wait 11 years to be on the show with us again.
Thank you, Peter.
Comic and actress Jerry Jewell. Once again, her book is called Jerry's Jewels and Gems. You can check out Jerry's site at jerryjewell.com. And you can go to our website at thestufffile.com to the page for this show, which is show number 0779, and you'll find the link to her site, plus links to either amazon.com or amazon.ca, where you can order her book directly.
You've just heard an exclusive excerpt from the Stuff File program with Peter Anthony Holder. To hear any or all of the full hour-long shows, visit thestufffile.com. Stuff is spelled S-T-U-P-H. That's thestufffile.com. A presentation of Flying Fish Communications.